93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is pretty exciting, Krista. Last week we had on Breaking Bad News Austin. Remember, he was the guy who actually had his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend from years ago, call him and break the bad news that she sold a porno. Remember?
Yeah.
Had a homemade tape. She sold it and she had to break the bad news to him.
Yeah. And I think she made like $500 on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we said at that point, hey, you're going to have to tell your, because he's got a current girlfriend, right? You're going to have to tell your girlfriend you should be on Breaking Bad News.
I guess a sequel.
Like an act two.
Ooh.
Because we have Austin on the phone with us. Good morning, Austin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I know we're excited about this and you're not, so I totally get that.
I'm a little nervous, I admit.
So, yeah, last week you got some bad news. You've had a week to digest it. By the way, did she ever pay the $250 or what happened with that?
Yeah, she got it to me.
Nice.
She was good to her word.
Yeah.
And then you guys kicked in another $250, so it's not a bad week.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
no kidding.
It was a part-time job for you almost. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Now, you have to tell your current girlfriend. By the way, how long, your current girlfriend, her name is Rachel. How long have you been going out with her?
About a year and a half. And she's pretty cool, but I've been waiting to tell her. Maybe we're going to test her out a little bit.
test her coolness factor. Because, listen, I don't care how cool a girl is. When you tell her you're in a sex tape with your ex-girlfriend, she's pissed. Yeah, I can't imagine. That would be great. Is she a jealous girl, Austin, or is she, you said she's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, she's pretty cool about it. I mean, she doesn't like to talk about my exes a whole lot, so we don't. Like, she doesn't want to fight about it. She just doesn't want to think about it either. So this is going to make her think about it.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I can see that. All right. Well, this is kind of exciting because it's sort of like a reboot of what we did last week. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call your girlfriend, Rachel, and you got to tell her what has happened here. And I don't know how you do. I don't know. Whatever. This is going to be on you. So basically, you'll be on the phone with her by yourself later on in the conversation, kind of like you're an expert now because we did this with you last week. We'll come on and we'll try to smooth things over. Okay.
Right.
All right, so you're going to call your girlfriend Rachel right here on Breaking Bad News.
Hello?
Hey, Rachel, it's Austin.
Hey, what are you doing?
How you doing? Hey, I have something I tell you real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, so you remember when I told you about my crazy ex, Mia? So she's put us in a bit of a bind. She let me know a couple days ago.
You don't even have to do it. You don't even have to tell me. I heard it.
You heard it.
I heard it. I heard you on the radio. I know what's going on.
Oh.
Oh. Great. How do you feel?
Well, I think that you're chicken shit, first of all, for waiting until now to tell me.
Well, I mean, if you heard it, then you heard that we talked about doing it on the radio, and, you know, last time I got $250, so I thought we might as well.
And you didn't even think to step up and try and warn me? You thought that, oh, hey, we'll just do this on the radio, she'll be fine with it, we'll make a little extra money.
She sprung this on me. This wasn't part of a grand plan, I just...
So you think it makes it better for you to jump in and do the same thing? She's a bitch all the way around for doing what she did, and then you're going to go ahead and do the same thing to me.
Well, you know, the thing that happened when she did it to me was that it was, I don't know, maybe because it was on the radio, it made it a little easier, actually. I don't know.
You think it's easier for everybody around to talk. Know your business. You don't think that's even a little idiotic?
I think it's insane, and I did not do it on purpose. This is just how it's happened.
The best part is that you think I'm okay with it because you made $250.
It doesn't sound good.
I made $500, but that's not it. I thought you would be better.
You know what, Marco, Krista, you can go ahead and jump in because I know that you're here.
Oh, hi, honey. We are here. We are. Sorry.
Yeah, wow, but I tell you what, that was a blindsider for me. So you waited, obviously, 7 days, basically, to tell your girlfriend, and she's not excited. So, Rachel, I mean, hearing this on the radio for the first time last week, I mean, were you shocked that it was your boyfriend?
You know, it took me a few minutes to even accept that it was real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now I don't even know what to think. I've been stewing on it for a week, and I don't even know where to go from here.
Yeah, I didn't do this. I didn't sign off on it. It just, like, if you remember last week, I was the victim. So let's remember that.
It's and now you are the victim.
You're really trying to make this better for yourself, aren't you, Austin?
Look, I feel bad. It's just the whole thing is so ridiculous. I just don't know how to process it all. And I thought you would enjoy.
You don't know how to
I don't
process
know. I didn't think you would enjoy it. I just thought maybe you would enjoy the radio part a little bit.
How can you make a video like that and not think that in our technological day and age that something like this could happen one way or another?
Well, I thought when we broke up, I just assumed she would get rid of it. That's what I have done with other things that I've had from other people. I think it's part of your responsibility when you break up.
You know, I really, really want to be understanding about this, but I'm having a really hard time with it.
Yeah.
Especially that you decided to broadcast it for everyone to hear.
Well, listen, that part I don't have a problem with, actually. That actually
I actually do give you that point. My
whole 2 weeks. Oh. All right. Listen, I get it. You heard that. He didn't come right to you. And my ex-girlfriend, my ex-wife now, but her big thing was lying. Is by omitting something, you're lying. And you sort of omitted the fact that this has happened. But you did. And now, listen, I'm going to take up for Austin a little bit here, Rachel, because in his defense, we told him don't do anything because we were going to plan on doing this. So this is sort of a...
Yeah, I would have told you the next day, but we were both part of this thing now.
Yeah, so it's not all his fault. Here's what we're going to do. Obviously, it's not going to make it better as we throw money right towards you. But Rachel, just for you, this is not for Austin. We've got a $250 gift card. You can go out right around here in Madison somewhere or to a mall or whatever and just get whatever you want with your money just because you had to do all this on the radio.
Yeah, I guess that makes it better.
Maybe you guys can make your own and it'll be way better.
I think I'm retiring from the business at this point.
Okay.